Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am here. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Blessings to you. Taoism, the pearl of China. The Taoists, if you've ever had an acupuncture session, if you've ever investigated the wonder of Chinese medicine, really, if you study the history of Chinese medicine, the Taoists were a group, along with the Confucianists, the Buddhists, the legalists, that evolved Chinese medicine, probably in a larger context than any contributing group. There's a wonderful German scholar by the name of Paul Unschuld, and he wrote a book called Medicine in China. He also wrote a book called Forgotten Traditions in Ancient Chinese Medicine. And when I was in acupuncture school, I had the great, great privilege of studying with Mark Seem out of New York City. And he had what we call a pre-Mao, M-A-O, Mao, the leader, the originator of communist China. He had a pre-Maoian perception of Chinese medicine. What that means is this. When Mao took over China in 1949, the first thing he did was kick out all the Taoists. Now, this is a group that effectively, as Unschuld will go on to explain, evolved Chinese medicine like scientists, not mystics, not esoterics, but evolved it on the basis of cause-effect, on the basis of direct observation, and created in this enormous, comprehensive healing art that contributed over the millennium to Chinese medicine, integrating in with Buddhists, Confucianists, legalists, so on and so forth. But Unschuld, in this book, and if you get to the website, straighttalk.cc, and you go online and do that, get to the pictures, I'm going to show you picture number 24. Picture 24. Medicine in China, A History of Ideas by Paul Unschuld. Unschuld is a German. See, in the 1500s, the Jesuits, off the inspiration of Ignatius Loyola, go forth and set the world on fire, traveled to China. They traveled to India. But China especially, and brought back the Chinese medical tradition to Europe. This was integrated into German medicine sometime in the 1920s, 1930s, 1940s. And it was this huge, beautiful synthesis of Chinese medicine, of Taoism, and modern electromedicine. Most of what we call holistic medicine today, the stuff that's really worth it, it originated out of Germany. So Unschuld, here, German, University of Munich, translator of the ancient Chinese text, takes his scholarship all the way back to translating the Taoist texts. So not only is he German and a professor, but he learns Chinese, but ancient Chinese, like Sanskrit, like hieroglyphics, like ancient Chinese, really calligraphy. Now, this is where the real Chinese medicine is. If you've ever been to an acupuncturist, a Chinese herbalist, so on and so forth, chances are they don't have a clue about any of this. For reasons I'll explain in a moment, the history's fascinating. For reasons I'll explain in a moment, Chinese medicine, the essence of it, the Taoism, T-A-O-I-S-M, Taoism, it was integrated with other forms. And after Mao threw out all the Taoists when he took over China, what was left of Chinese medicine was a very complicated, arduous, non-energetic perception of what Chinese medicine was. And this is what Unschuld is pointing out in his scholarship. But this is scholarship that comes from an objective researcher. He's not a doctor. He doesn't have a practice. He couldn't, in a sense, care less about who's healing and who's not. He's in love with ancient Chinese scripture, understanding clearly what the contribution of Taoism was. So what I'm going to lay out today for you is Taoist medicine, at least the essences of Taoist medicine, which is synonymous with Chinese medicine, but not the Chinese medicine, which is the acupuncture and the herbs and all the post-Mao, well, relatively speaking, nonsense that you've probably been exposed to, if you've even been exposed to it. If you're new to the show, get on the website, straighttalk.cc. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. I went to acupuncture school for about a year and a half. Didn't want to finish it. I wanted the essences of it. The needles part of it wasn't attracted to. And the rest of the rigmarole, the bureaucracy, I wasn't attracted to. But Taoism, the principles upon which a brilliant, sophisticated, comprehensive, all-knowing system was designed, it is my passion today, as always. And I bring it to my clients in their healing. But it's not what you think it is. So in a sense, Taoist medicine, the pearl of ancient China, today's show, show 203. Principle number one in Taoist medicine, those guys in the woods who laid it all down for us in ancient scripture. Picture number one, the tendon. The tendon. You have to have a relationship with the tendon to understand the essence of Chinese medicine. And I'm going to say the essence of Chinese medicine. I'm not even going to say Taoism all the time because it is the essence of Chinese medicine. The tendon. Picture number one. You know what your tendon is. Please don't be bored if you're my regular audience. I have to get to the basics a little bit. That tendon is that fibrous, stringy thing down just above your heel bone. That's your Achilles tendon. You've got tendons like that behind the knee. You've got tendons like that on the soft side of your wrist. The tendon is, anatomically speaking, in the superficial sense of the tendon, that which connects the muscle to the bone. And we've talked about tendons in many contexts many times. In the context of regenerative medicine, in the context of you deposing of the symptom that's ailed you for years or the disease that's ailed you for years, the tendon's not just the tendon in Taoism, in Chinese medicine. The tendon is an organ. Now, I'm going to drill that one home all day today and tomorrow. The tendon is an organ. And that organ has special value. And to activate that organ, you've got to do something, and you probably know what it is. You've got to make that tendon flexible. If you don't make that tendon flexible, the tendon, not the muscle, is a difference. That may be another show. Anybody that studies with me knows the difference between the two. Just because, ladies especially, you think that you're flexible doesn't mean you're stretching your tendon. Now, that sounds like an oxymoron. Well, that's how superficially the healing arts are taught. Just because you can do the yoga pose or the Pilates pose or the gymnastics pose, just because you can bend your head between your legs or whatever pose in an advanced level you've satisfied yourself with, doesn't mean you're stretching the tendon. Stretching the tendon means you're going to feel that burn in the pose. If you're not feeling that burn into the joint, then the pose is useless, relatively speaking. But when you do, when you stretch the tendon, you feel the body activate. You feel the body shift its weight. Now, the purpose of this, aside from realigning the bony structure, which is a stipulation I would place upon you that your yoga classes, your Tai Chi and Qigong classes won't. But when that tendon burns, in whatever stretch class you're doing, when that tendon burns and it releases and you begin to realign the bony structure, get the shift in your body weight, as I teach it often, something else happens. And to understand that, after you understand the tendon, you got to go to picture number four. Take a look at picture number four. Picture number four is the way it looks when you get dissected. Picture four is the way it looks when they take off your belly, your stomach. If they were to take off the skin of your stomach, you can blow that one up. It looks a little small to me. If you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vince Medici. Get on the website, straighttalk.cc. That's two T's, not .com.cc. Now look at that wonderful picture there. You're looking at that big brown organ, and you've got it. That's the liver. Underneath it, that's the gallbladder. Right center on the picture is the stomach. These are being reflected or pulled up. Underneath it, underneath the stomach, is none other than the pancreas. That's dead center on the picture. It looks like a big piece of cotton candy. Fry that up and eat it. It'll deliver enzymes. It'll eat the fibrin off your tumors. That's what pancreatin does. To the right, that big purple organ holding lots of blood. That's your spleen. You can see across the top from left to right the small the large intestine. That's transverse colon. All that yellow gooey stuff is, you know it, it's fascia. It's the greater omentum, actually. It's another form of connective tissue. It's a special form of fascia. It looks like a lot of moo goo foo in there, doesn't it? That's what it looks like on dissection, too. It's a place that's stuffed together with connective tissue. And that's what you are. A posterior abdominal wall, an anterior abdominal wall, and then we stuff you with organs. Those organs are connected to each other by fascia. Here's the point. If you don't stretch the tendon, and if you don't move the bones, if you don't respect flexibility, thus the tendon as an organ itself, as a system itself, as an indice through which you can gauge the efficacy or efficiency of your therapy or your healing, if you don't look at it like that, you won't get to the point where after the tendon gets flexible enough and the bones begin to move, you can pull your organs apart and start to dissolve the fascial adhesions in between the organs. I hope my audience copies on this. Please inspire me today. Someone get on the comment section, and not the regular people. If you always do it, don't. Not that I don't appreciate it, but I know you guys get it. The new people. People that have never heard the show. One out of every three people's new to the show each Saturday. That's a perfect statistic. Two-thirds come back, one-third leave, and one-third replace them. If you're new to the show, get on the comment section and tell me this makes sense to you. Or it doesn't. This sounds like too complicated. Hogwash. Nonsense. The very essence of Taoist medicine. Says if you stretch the tendon, ultimately you'll get to the point where you can begin to separate the fascial adhesions from the organs. That's critical. Why? What's in that fascia? In that fascia is what? In that fascia is the vein perfusing the organ, feeding the organ with nutrient, oxygen, glucose, minerals, vitamins. Draining the organ through the venous system, infusing it with a magnetic field of nerve tissue, draining it through the lymphatic system, the microlymph around the cells of the organs, the conduit, or the passageway, or the medium through which vein, artery, nerve, and lymph flow is the fascial system. The fascial system is connecting organ to organ, organ to bone, bone to bone. And if you can't stretch the tendon, you'll never get to the fascia in between the organs in the abdominal cavity. This is big. It's really big. If you get that, if you really honored that, if you're sick, if you're symptomatic, if you're tired of being sick, if you're diseased, if you're dying, if you're anything, and you get this, this is huge for you. Absolutely huge. Now, to make it work requires some work. But to make it work, even if your discipline requires education, thus the show. So first principle, or one of the guiding principles in Chinese medicine, in Taoism, is...